Kevin Cole with you. It's KEXP Seattle, an affiliate of the University of Washington. And joining me this afternoon, down in the performance space, all the way from Iceland, Ástadir. Welcome to KEXP.
Thanks for having us.
It's great having you here in Seattle. We've seen you a bunch of times in Reykjavik, and it's great having you here. So wanted to talk about the tour in just a little bit, but do you mind playing a couple songs first?
Absolutely.
Cool. Ástadir live on KEXP, playing tonight at the Nordic Heritage Museum here in Seattle, then tomorrow night down in Portland at the Scandinavian Heritage Foundation.
Thank you.
Hosted here live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Don't even want to talk and break the spell and the magic of that song. So beautiful. It's great having you here. What were the songs we just heard?
The first song was Ljóð í sand. It's a song from our second album. That means poems in the sand. And this last one is from the new album, the album Kvel, which we released in March. So, yeah, Shine.
And what's the name of the album? I want to say Vel, but...
it has a little K sound in it.
Kvel?
So it's Kvel, yeah.
Kvel.
Yeah.
A beautiful record. All your music is beautiful. I read somewhere that you kind of reinvented yourself on the new record. Is that true?
Yeah, we kind of had to. We had a membership change from 6 members down to 4.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of set out to do this album without any extra help, and we had a couple friends join us. But we wanted to sort of show that we could keep the soul of Ástríða going, and we're quite happy with the results.
What do you consider the soul?
It's changing album to album, but I think one thing that doesn't change is there's always a strong vocal, you know, sort of wash of harmony and an emphasis on using metaphors from nature to describe sort of intimate events.
Yeah, the vocals are just so stunning. And how long have you been singing together? And when you first kind of got together, did you recognize right away that there was some magical chemistry with the voices?
Absolutely. It's what brought us together. So we started out as a trio, and we met in the high school choir, and we started singing together, and people seemed to like our singing. So we felt we had to start this band in a way.
That totally makes sense. Ragnar, why don't you introduce the band while you're on the mic?
All right, so to my left here is Unnur Jónsdóttir on cello, Carl Peska on violin, Daniel Auðnason on guitar, and Gunnar Mauri Jakobsson on baritone guitar.
Again, it's great having you here at KEXP, Ástríðir live on the afternoon show. And some of the songs you sing are in Icelandic, some of them are in English. How do you make that distinction when you're writing the song, and Everybody's looking at you,
Gunnar. Yeah, exactly. We do it sort of 50-50 split with the English and the Icelandic. And there's no real formula to it. It's just sort of, it's like a song kind of calls for a certain language.
Yeah.
In a way. And
when you're thinking about the lyrics, are you thinking about them in a language?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that sort of dictate?
Also, it varies between the members who actually, the one who wrote the song and wrote the lyrics. But yeah, I like to sing in Icelandic too a lot, like the sounds of it. But and we were actually a little bit afraid before coming to the States that people from the States wouldn't, I don't know, like we were warned that we should sing in English if we were in the States. Happily surprised, people seem to have no problem with the Icelandic language at all, so we'll just keep on doing
this. Ragnar, we had that conversation back in Iceland about, you know, whether the pressures you were maybe feeling about singing and writing in English versus Icelandic, and certainly for KEXP listeners, they just want to hear the music, and however you as artists want to write that and perform it and make it. And there's just something so beautiful about the way you sing that I think you can feel and get a sense of the emotional quality that you're conveying without necessarily needing to know the lyrics.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it's like the performance that really breaks the language barrier.
Yes. Again, Austadir live here on KEXP. Now, I know you have a website to help people keep track of your name, right?
Okay, so no one can spell Austidir. I mean,
exactly right.
We could read it out to you. It's Arstidir. But if you can't remember that, you can also go to our other website, which is IcelandicBandName.com, and that'll just send you to Austidir.com.
That's brilliant. That's your own website?
We just got that before the American tour.
Very cool. So, so the new album was funded via Kickstarter, and you had a very successful campaign, right?
Absolutely.
Ragnar, you want to take that one?
Well, the success that I sort of bring with me after this is that Kickstarter is not only a way of funding stuff, it's also a community, a social community where people hang out and check out interesting things they want to back.
So did you feel like you learned more about your audience, your fans, the community?
Definitely. We tapped into that community and then we found out via Kickstarter that we had people in the States who liked our music. We were not really sure before, but 2/3 of the backers came from the States.
Really? So did that have any sort of bearing on your decision to tour the States?
Yes, it did tip the point. And one of my backers even is our North American booking manager now.
No way, that's super cool.
So it gave us the reason to come over here. So
for your Kickstarter campaign, a lot of people give interesting, weird, unusual things as some of the gifts. Did you guys do that?
Yes. one of the things we did that was very popular, it was a stretch goal. Ash from the Eyjafjallajökull eruption in 2010. Mm-hmm. My dad's a geologist, a professor in geology, and he took us out in the field and dug up the good stuff. And we gave that to the backers.
The good ash.
Great A ash.
and one of the gifts was being the road manager?
Well, not entirely, but we had four people come over for visits to Iceland, and they stayed at our places,
cool.
And we took them to field trips in Icelandic lava tubes.
Yeah, one of them is even hosting us on this tour. When we're in San Francisco, then we're going to be staying at one of our backers' places.
That's incredible.
And also on the way over from the East Coast, you met a lot of the backers who've been very hospitable and firing up their barbecue for us and giving us showers and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is like your first real significant major U.S. tour, right?
Yeah.
And so it's got to be chock full of experiences. And, you know, to make it even more interesting, I know you at least started the tour in a school bus that was solar powered.
Yes.
And
no American tour is complete without a bus breaking down.
Of course. I saw a couple of photos, you know, online, you know, I think Gunnar, you might have been on the side of the road playing guitar or something.
It was Ragnar, actually. Said,
yeah. Oh, was it Ragnar?
Was it something like, it was opportunity for someone.
In Iowa.
Yeah. So tell me about sort of the highs of the road trip so far.
Well, the highs, one that comes to mind is when we were driving through the night to get to a place in Kentucky, and we're standing outside Walmart getting some food, and our driver John started chatting to some people on the parking lot who invited us to their cabin in the woods. So we we ended up staying the night in a cabin in the woods in the mountains of Kentucky next to a river, and we had a bonfire and guitars and s'mores.
That sounds incredible. S'mores. Excellent. Your first s'mores?
Well, and this tour has been my first experience of a lot of things.
Cool. What about a challenging event so far?
I have one here. In the beginning of the tour, we went to... So the computers here in the States were broken, so they were not issuing any visas, working permits. And we were really scared to that we just had to cancel the tour.
Yeah.
But our only chance was to go and get the visas when we went to Canada, because then they had fixed the problem. And we were hoping to get, you know, just get the visas just the same day. But when we went to the embassy, that was not going to happen. So we ended up missing 5 gigs in the States. And but we had a hell of a weekend in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, safe and sound. Hosted here live on the afternoon show, KXP. Playing tonight at the Nordic Heritage Museum. Now, I guess the show starts at like 7, is that right?
That's right, 7 p.m.
Okay. How about a couple more songs? And let me try the name of the album again, because it looks really simple. Cavell.
Yes, perfect.
Which means spheres.
Yeah.
I knew that.
It has multiple meanings, actually, in Icelandic.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's how we like it. But, yeah, spheres is a beautiful translation.
Nice. So, what are we going to hear next?
The first song from the new album, and it actually contains the title of the album. It's called Himinhvel, which means a hemisphere.
Nice.
Sem sendir mig aftur heim. See the sun, the clock is ticking.
Hosted here live on the afternoon show, KEXP, first two songs from the brand new record, right?
Yeah.
Sounding absolutely fantastic. Playing tonight at the Nordic Heritage Museum, showtime, 7 o'clock. And if you're looking up the band online and you're having trouble finding them, go to IcelandicBandName.com.
Exactly, that will take you to our site.
That's awesome. Your site is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tonight at Nordic Heritage Museum, tomorrow night at the Scandinavian Heritage Foundation in Portland, and then you've been in the States for like a month, and you're down to like the final 10 days or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Down the West Coast?
This is the part we've been looking forward to.
Anything you, in particular, you're hoping to do on the West Coast?
Someone told me to go to Sutro Baths in San Francisco. But we're all looking forward to seeing the sea again. It's been weeks.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I bet you kind of jones for it, withdraw.
Yeah, Icelanders don't live without the sea in sight all the time.
Well, you'll have to go down to the Sound here when you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle and Reykjavik are sister cities, and I think in part because of the similarities to being on the water, and in part also the climate that we
absolutely
share a similar kind of.
I walked down to the oceanside
a little bit today,
and just like just feeling
felt
the smell
like
again. Yeah, just the smell is the same, and it's it's wonderful, beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's so great having you here. So again, thank you so much for coming to the States and stopping by KEXP.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
And we will see you in Reykjavik in November, I'm sure, when we're there for Iceland Airwaves this year.
Definitely.
Perfect.
Again, it's Ostadir live on the afternoon show, KEXP, Seattle.